Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. God bless you on today. Let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and I just thank you for the fire that's shut up in our bones, Lord Jesus. That spirit, the spirit of the only true and living God. Lord, may we yield to it that it leads us and guides us into all truth. Help us to understand your word and help us to live your word. Let it be part of who we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back to Romans chapter 8. I am loving the book of Romans. I know we're going to get back to the book of John, and we had segue over here from John chapter 16, but I am really enjoying these scriptures in Romans because we need it. We need to understand who we are. Amen. And so let's reread verse 33 of Romans chapter 8. It says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." Oh, hold up. Who is he that condemneth? Who is this such a person? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that was risen again. Who even has the capability, the right, the authority to condemn? It is Christ that died. It is Christ that has been raised again. No one else has the legal right, spiritually or naturally, has the right. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Say, he is even sitting at the right hand of God. The one that we believe in has all power. Power has been given to him in heaven and in earth. It is this person who also maketh intercession for us. That is key. That is key. This Christ that died, that justified us, that no one else can condemn because he has already put his seal on us. This Christ that is at the right hand of God, this Christ is making intercession for us. He is speaking to God on our behalf. Oh my God. He is right there. He is praying for us that our faith do not fail. He is praying to himself. He is God. He is making intercession for us. This Christ that formed the world by his word. Jesus, the Lord. Let's go back over to Isaiah. This is the Christ who we're talking about. And this is who he is. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. "For unto us a child is born, Christ. Unto us a son is given, Christ." This is Jesus. "And the government shall rest upon his shoulders." Who's his shoulders? Jesus. "And his name shall be called Wonderful, Jesus." Oh, my Lord. "Counselor" is Jesus. "The Mighty God" is Jesus. "The Everlasting Father" is Jesus. "The Prince of Peace" is Jesus. Oh, my Lord. This same Christ in Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Who is this person? Who is this person that died? Yea, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? He is interceding on our behalf. How can we lose? How can we lose? We can't. We can't lose. We can't lose. Verse 35. Who shall, then it asks a question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who is this person? Who is the person that has the right to condemn? Who is the person that can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who can bring a charge and actually win the trial? No such person exists. No such principality exists. Who's such a person? There is no person that exists. So verse 35, now it comes a question. Now that we know all these things, we know from verse 28, all things work together for good, that them that love God and who are called according to his purpose, that we have been predestinated, called, justified, glorified. So, knowing all these things, how, and he's going to freely give us all things in verse 32. And then we're asked a question, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That is God that justifieth. Who is a person that condemneth? Knoweth all these things, and that Christ is on the right hand of God. He died. He rose again. He's making intercession for us. And then verse 35. Knowing all this, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall be able to do this? Then he is specific. Paul is specific here. Shall tribulation separate us? Jesus already told us we'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Shall this tribulation separate us from the love of God, the one that already justified us, the one that is making intercession for us, that is seated on the right hand of God? Shall tribulation separate us? No. Shall distress? There are things that we're in distress about. Oh, Lord, how are we going to make it? What is going to happen? You know, absent from the body is present with the Lord. We win regardless whether we are standing here in life, in the earth, or we in the presence of God. We win. Period. Shall distress do it? Shall persecution do it? When the saints are being persecuted right now, they're being beheaded in other countries for the gospel's sake. We are being persecuted in the United States. All these laws and things that are coming up to try to water down the gospel, to try to say it's okay for man and man to be woman or married, or man and women to marry each other. So persecution, when the Bible is being persecuted, when the word of God is being persecuted, when Jesus' name is being persecuted, then the saints of God is being persecuted. You going to work, they can curse and lie and steal and do everything, but you better not bring up Jesus. You can't pray on the job. You can't do any of these things, but they can curse like sailors right up in your face. Shall persecution separate us from the love of God? No. Shall famine? Shall we be hungry? There's countries out there that are hungry right now in Africa. And, you know, they are starving. But shall famine separate us from the love of God? If I grow hungry and I don't have anything to eat, is that going to separate me from the love of God? No. Shall nakedness, I don't have any clothes, all of a sudden I become homeless? Is that going to separate me from the love of God? No. Shall peril or the sword, shall we be in peril? Someone chasing us after us and someone waiting to kill us for the gospel's sake, for the word of God. This is talking to people that are standing for righteousness. Those that believe God, those that are standing on his word, the saints of God in the Bible had these circumstances happen to them. But shall any of those things separate us from the love of God? And the answer is an emphatic no. None of these things shall separate us from the love of God. Paul was imprisoned. He was persecuted. He was beaten with many stripes. He was laid desolate. Serpent had grabbed a hold of him. He was in peril. They left him for dead. He was stoned. But did anything separate him from the love of God? The answer is no. We're going to hold on to God no matter what. Amen. No matter what. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. Hold on with everything that you have. You hold on. In Jesus' name, amen.